Title: Resampling Workflows for Old School Vibes from Scratch at 170 BPM Advanced. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing an advanced Ableton Live workflow that's basically the old school cheat code, resampling. We're at 170 BPM, drum and bass tempo, and the goal is simple. Instead of endlessly tweaking a pristine session until it sounds modern and perfect, we're going to print audio on purpose, then reprocess it, retop it, and recontextualize it like a sampler-based producer would. That printed to tape then sampled back feeling, that's not one magic plugin. It's a workflow. Commit, degrade, reslice, repeat. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a 16-bar old-school inspired groove at 170, resampled drums that move like a break, a resampled Reese phrase with that 90s sampler energy, and a simple arrangement skeleton you can stretch into a full tune fast. And you'll have a reusable resampling template mindset for future projects. Before we touch anything, quick coach note. I want you thinking in generations. Like this. Drums G0 is your clean program drums. Drums G1 is the first print. Drums G2 is the print after you degrade it. Same idea for bass. Same idea for stabs. The superpower is being able to slash BG1 versus G2 quickly and decide what actually feels better, not what looks more pro on the device chain. Part 1. Session setup, fast and intentional. Set your tempo to 170 BPM. Now create a few track groups, a drums group with sub-tracks for kick, snare, hats or top, and a break layer, a bass group with res and sub, a music slash FX track for stabs, atmos, risers, impacts, whatever you want, and then one dedicated audio track called resample prints. Set its input to resampling. Also add two return tracks. Return A is a short reverb, like 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, and high pass it around 250 to 400 Hz so it's not muddy. Return B is a dub delay using echo. Try 1/8 or dotted 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. High pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 8K so it's not shiny. The reason for this layout is old school mindset. Fewer devices per track. More printing, more sends, more commitment. One more discipline move. Make your print life easy. Color code your print tracks, set monitor to in, and keep a locator at bar 1 called print marker, so every print starts in a predictable place. That tiny habit saves your brain later. Part 2. Build a new break, then treat it like an old one. We're going to synthesize a break-like loop from one shots, then resample it until it has break DNA. Start with a 2-bar drum pattern. Kick, put it on 1, then on 1.3, and optionally a little ghost kick on 2.4 if you want more roll. Snare. Solid on 2 and 4. Now add ghost snares at low velocity just before the main hits. A classic is a 1/16 ahead of 2, and a 1/16 ahead of 4. Keep them quiet. You should feel them more than hear them. Hats. Start with 1/8 closed hats. Then add occasional 1/16 bursts leading into the snare. That TSS into 2 and 4 is a big part of forward motion at 170. Now groove. Use groove pool. Grab something like MPC 16 swing 55 to 60. But here's the trick. Don't groove everything equally. Apply it more to hats and ghost notes than to kick and snare. That keeps the spine stable while the top dances. Next, add a break layer for texture. This can be an actual break, a top loop, or you can make one from hats and shakers. Put it in simpler in slice mode. Slice by transient. Gate mode. Adjust sensitivity until the slices feel musical, not overly chopped. Then play it lightly under your program drums. You're not replacing the core. You're adding dirt, movement, and air. Now we process the drum bus before resampling. On the drums group, add drum bus. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15. Crunch around 5 to 20, but listen to the highs, because crunch can get fizzy fast. Boom is optional, 0 to 20, and if you use it, aim around 45 to 60 Hz. Then a saturator in analog clip mode. Drive 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz. If it's boxy, a little cut around 250 to 400 Hz. And if it's feeling too modern on top, a gentle shelf down above 12K. Important, this is not the final mix. You want it punchy, but not finished. Leave headroom. Rule of thumb. Peaks around minus 6 dB before printing, so your resampling abuse has space to work. Part 3. Print and chop the drums like a sampler workflow. Create an audio track called Print Drums. Set audio from to the drums group. Set monitor to in. Arm it. Record about 8 bars of groove, and include a couple little fills. Even if they're basic, the fills become gold once you start slicing. When you're done, consolidate the recording. Then drag the consolidated audio into Simpler, back into Slice mode. Slice by Transient. Set Playback to Trigger. Turn on Snap. Now you can play your own break like it's a sampled loop. This is where it stops feeling like a DAW pattern and starts feeling like a playable instrument. Coach tip: don't obsess over perfect slice boundaries. In fact, a trick that makes it feel more vintage is to nudge some slice start points forward by a few milliseconds, like 3 to 12 ms, especially on snares and ghost hits. You're faking that lazy trigger plus converter smear. It makes things less clinical. Now the poster sample degradation chain. This is the magic layer. Put Redux first. Set bit reduction around 10 to 14. Downsample around 1.5 to 4. Go by ear. When it starts sounding like the cymbals are turning into sand, you're in the zone. When it starts sounding like the entire track is underwater and broken, you've probably gone too far. Then auto filter. Low pass 12 dB mode. Cut off around 8 to 14k. And automate it slightly. Just tiny motion. Add a bit of drive, like 1 to 3. Then glue compressor. Attack around 3 ms, release on auto ratio 2:1, aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. We're gluing, not flattening. Optional utility for low-end discipline. If your version of Live has bass mono, use it. If not, just be intentional. Keep the low-end centered. Now the oldest trick in the book. Resample again. Print this processed break to audio a second time. That generation loss stacks. The transients round. The grit becomes part of the sound instead of an effect sitting on top. And while you're printing, decide what you're committing. Are you committing tone, movement, or timing? For example, if your filter cutoff automation is the vibe, print that automation into the audio so it's baked. Don't keep it in a million lanes forever. Part 4. Build a rolling re-space, then resample it into a phrase. All jungle and DNB bass gets vibey when it's printed, filtered, repitched, and treated like sampled audio, not just a live synth. Make a reese with operator. Ask A is saw, ask B is saw, detune slightly. Then add chorus ensemble after it. Ensemble mode, amount 20 to 45%. Rate slow. Then auto filter. Low pass 24 dB. Cut off somewhere like 120 to 400 Hz depending on how mid-forward you want it. Automate it. Small envelope amount so it has a little wow on no tits. Then saturator. Drive 2 to 8 dB. Soft clip on. Then EQ 8. Cut rumble below 30. If it's muddy, manage 200 to 350. Now write a 2-bar bass phrase. Not just one note. Think call and response. Put in small gaps. Add 1 or 2 pitch drops, like on the last 1/8 note drop down 5 semitones. And make it interact with the snare. Leave micro space around 2 and 4 so the groove breathes. Now resample the bass phrase. Create print bass audio track. Audio from the Reese track. Or the bass group if you want more processing. Record 8 bars so you capture the movement. Consolidate and drop it into Simpler in classic mode. Key decision: if you want true sampler pitch behavior, turn warp off. That way transposing is like pitching a sample, not time stretching. Then use transpose plus or minus 1 to 7 semitones to find sweet spots. You can also loop it for a gritty sustained reese if you like, but keep it musical. Now make it old. On this resampled bass Simpler track, Redux again, but gentler than you think. Bit around 12 to 16. Downsample 1 to 3. Then auto filter, LP24. Cut off around 90 to 250 for deep roll. Automate slightly if you want motion. Add erosion. Very subtle. Noise mode. Frequency around 2 to 6k. Amount like 0.3 up to maybe 2. If you hear it as an obvious hiss, back it off. If you miss it when you bypass, you nailed it. Then it posts saturator, 1 to 4 dB drive, then sidechain compression from the kick, or kick and snare, aim 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction max, keep it musical, old school pumps are usually not EDM hard, mindset check, you are not mixing yet, you're printing character, advanced variation you can try later, bass call and response from one print, not two synths, print 1 8 bar performance, then in Simpler, create a second variation by pitching it up 2 or 3 semitones and filtering it differently. Alternate them. It sounds like two patches, but it's one resampled source, which is very authentic to old workflows. Part 5. Old school stabs and atmos, resampled for instant jungle mood. Make a chord stab with wavetable or analog. Pick a minor chord, like F minor or G minor vibes. Short amp decay, quick release. Send it to your dub delay and short verb. And here's the rule. Print it wet. Don't just print the dry stab and keep the effects live forever. Print the send heavy, washed version. Record a few bars of stabs, then consolidate. Now chop that wet audio. Pull tiny tails into gaps. Reverse a few hits. Pitch one down minus seven semitones for that deep dub stab moment. Classic move. Print a four-bar ambience bed from the stab reverb tail. Then low-pass it and tuck it under the drop. It becomes the room of the track. Extra sound design gem. You can print only the reverb return. Literally record just the return channel for 4 to 8 bars, high-pass it, and layer it under the drums. That gives you glue without washing transients. Part 6. Arrangement. 16 bars into something real. We'll sketch a 16-bar idea that pen scale to 64 fast. Bars 1 to 16. Intro. Use the filtered resampled break. Low pass it down around 6 to 9k so it feels like it's coming from another room. Add your Atmos bed and a few stab ghosts. No full sub yet. Tease res mids only. Bars 17 to 33. Drop 1. Bring in full drums with your resampled break layer. Bring in the full bass phrase. Every 8 bars, add 1 resampled fill. This is where slicing pays off. Grab a snare rush slice pattern and drop it in. Bars 34 to 48. Bridge or switch. Remove the kick for 2 bars to create tension. Pitch the resampled break down minus 2 for 1 bar. That gives you the tape got heavier moment without doing a cheesy stop. Bring in dubby stabs to carry the vibe. Bars 49 to 65. Drop 2 variation. Same groove, but swap the slice pattern on the break. It'll feel like a new reel of tape. Add a second printed drum layer that's more reduxed, but maybe only on the top so you don't destroy the low end. Add a new bass resample pitched up plus 3 for call and response. Automation that screams old school. Gentle auto-filter movement on the resampled drums. Tiny global pitch moments on a printed fill, not the whole drum bus live. Print the fill first. Then transpose it so it's safe and controlled. High pass it so it doesn't wreck your kick region. Part 7. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't resample too late. If you wait until everything is perfect, you lose the point. Print early. Print often. Don't overdux the whole mix. Degrade in layers. Tops. Break bus. Bass mids. Keep the master clean. Watch warp artifacts. If you want sampler behavior, warp off on printed phrases. Or commit to a warp mode intentionally, and then consolidate so you're not stacking time stretch decisions. Don't print with no headroom. Aim for about minus 60 dB peak headroom pre-resample. And don't chop too neatly. Old school feel comes from imperfect slice choices, micro tails, overlaps, slightly late triggers. That stuff is the groove. Part 8. Advanced options if you want darker, heavier DNB. Try a parallel ruin bus return. Put saturator hard, then redux. Then EQ that cuts everything below 120 Hz, then glue. This audio version is shortened for playback.